This is the brief on the gap between AI safety laws and real-world harm. We're examining recent court filings, Canadian legislation, and mental health apps from June 10th and 11th, 2026, to reveal the deadly delay between AI harms and when laws finally catch up, and why tech design matters way more than pending statutes. First, look at the immediate crisis. On June 11th, a wrongful death lawsuit hit San Francisco against OpenAI and CEO Sam Altman. A Montreal mother is suing over the July 2025 suicide of her 24-year-old daughter, Alice Carrier. Listen to this. Alice told ChatGPT she had suicidal thoughts 41 times over 18 months, yet safety systems never flagged one single chat. If a chatbot acts like a therapist, how does its safety net miss 41 red flags without triggering human intervention? Second, consider the government's delay. On June 10th, Canada introduced Bill C-34, the first national rule requiring a chatbot crisis pathway to end at a human. But it applies to zero services right now, pushing decision-making to future cabinet regulations. It's a tale of two clocks. The legislative clock moves in years, while the harm clock moves in months. Alice needed this law 11 months ago. Finally, there's a solution working right now. Sonar Mental Health's texting service, Sunny, inverts the consumer chatbot. A trained human answers every message under clinical supervision, so the AI just assists. Independent tests show this gets a human on the phone with a guardian within 15 minutes of a crisis signal. While legislatures slowly write the rules and courts price the failures, the architecture to actually protect people is already available today.